We're familiar with Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And in general, the halacha is that Torah has a higher level of Kedusha, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. That's why we don't put a Navi on top of a Chumash, Ksuvim on top of a Navi, etc. However, the interesting chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that Bizman HaZed, this no longer applies. Like, what do you mean no longer applies? I thought the Torah is eternal and applies forever. So the Aruch HaShulchan explained, because we don't have a Chumash today. What do you mean? Looks like there are plenty of Chumashim being sold today. And in shuls, at Sfarim stores, so what do you mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan explained the Chumash meant that basically you have a scroll with ink, cloth, and dyo, and you did. So a Sefer Torah is, you have the five books of Moses, or seven books, but you have the whole Bereishis through Devarim. A Chumash is, let's say I just want to write Devarim or Bamidbar. So back then, there was no printing press, so therefore, you don't want to walk around with the whole Chumash, you just printed some part. That was, we learned last week, 2 weeks ago, about Vayivin. So Aaron, that's what we know, there are seven Svarim, because, and the right is that the Lach is 85, if a Sefer has 85 letters, as Kedushas Sefer Torah. That's how much Vayivin so Aaron has, and we learn out the Lach from there, implying there are seven. Regardless, a Chumash man, you printed the whole thing. Bizman HaZed, Aruch HaShulchan, right? The printing press. So what if it's printed, what's the difference? So you could print Chumash, you could print Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuv, and it all has the same status. And today he says there is no issue about putting a Navi on top of a Chumash or any other safer of order, it doesn't make a difference. In fact, that's how they explain the Rambam. The Truva, the Rambam writes about, he talks about there's a steer in the Rambam, or Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam versus Rambam, but the Rambam in his Truva writes that you could be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah with the Chumash. So what does he mean by a Chumash? He means, doesn't mean like a Chumash that we have, it means a Chumash like you used to write up, say, for Bamidbar, Devarim, whichever one we're talking about. So therefore, based on, even though that's a discussion, if we follow this Rambam or not, but clearly b'di'evid, or we do follow it to some extent, according to some poskim, is, let's say you have a Sefer Torah that's pasul, and you're reading, and you find it, so you stop. So let's say you're in the middle of Chamishi, or the beginning of Chamishi, so again, different opinions, but according to some poskim, you could start from the wherever the mistake is. Everything else is a go. How could it be a go? I thought it's the Sefer Torah Shes Paso. So the answer is like the Rambam. It can't be any worse. It's no worse than just having a Sefer Bamidbar. I mean, I guess you could say it's worse because at least the mistake is in what you're reading. But either way, that's what the poskim point out, that it's no worse than the Sefer Torah Shenifsala, and therefore that is the halacha, that you just take over from where you left off. So we rely on the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a big chiddush. He says that everything's equal. The Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, because everything's printed. Rav David Feinstein, Zatzal, Talmud, but son of Rav Moshe Feinstein, lived on the Lower East Side, took over for his father. So he has a big chiddush in one of the Torah journals, Amat Torah, or one of them, where he writes even a big chiddush. Aruch HaShulchan writes, we're all equal. David writes, maybe a Navi, our printed Nevi'im, have a higher level than a Chumash. In other words, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you could put anything on anything, they're all equal. Rav David says that if you have a printed Navi, that it's more Kedusha than what we call printed Chumash. Why? Because by a Chumash, like what we really mean a Chumash is that's requirement of Gio and a cloth. So if we don't have it, so then it doesn't have Kedusha's Sefer Torah. It's like it's lacking. But a Navi never required cloth and a Gio, so a printed Navi might, might have a din of a regular Navi, and therefore his chiddush is that if you're talking about printed Svarim, you can put a Navi over a Chumash, but you can't put a Chumash over a Navi. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan said all are equal. Rav David's chiddush is that maybe a printed Navi has a greater status than a printed Chumash, because that Navi doesn't have any requirement of Klaf and Yo, where a scroll and ink, well, a Chumash did, so a printed Chumash isn't like a regular Chumash.